players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on KIR 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our KIR Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on KIR 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, KIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good evening and welcome to McLeod, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school football this evening on KIR Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. The Bulldogs play host to the Valley Falls Dragons. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the KIR Sports Studio. Tom Couch with me left up here in the booth. Tom Couch, so good to have you with us on as perfect a high school football Friday as you could ask for. Good to have you with us. And to top it off, we have another homecoming. We'll talk about that. An onside kick to start the game is going to go awry, traveling 5 yards, and it'll be McLeod football to begin things.
Doing the kicking right there for Valley Falls, Carter Pickerel.
All right, Gus, we're going to go right back to last night's sports look. That's one of the things you were talking about. Do something, right? Right there, you try to start off the game, a little chicanery. You're going to go with an onside kick. It did not pan out, but you can see these guys have got a plan, okay? First down call, quarterback hands off right side of the lane, busted through, across the 45, 40, down to the 40, rather to the 38-yard line, a quick 7-yard hitter into the right side. And with that, McLeod, there's a penalty marker down right in the middle of all of that. You think that's going to be a holding call typically from coming in the middle there? Well, we're going to pick it up. Going to wave that flag off. It'll be a gain of about 7 on the first down carry. It is second down 3 at the 38-yard line. Just underway in the ball game, 38-yard line of scrimmage, and wide to the left side. We'll go a couple of receivers. A pair of backs to the backfield. Quarterback's going to take it. We'll boot to the left side. Cuts into the middle. Gets the lead block. Pulls away from a defender down to the 30-yard line. Nice little run by Jarek Chenal. And Jarek does a nice job running the ball. He's got pretty good wheels out there.
Yeah, pretty fast. And when was the last time you saw a quarterback wearing 25?
I like it. I like a quarterback wearing a number in the 20s.
Just like tomorrow afternoon, we're going to see a defensive end wearing a 0. I always like defensive linemen with single digits.
Here's a 1st and 10 call. McLeod moved the ball on the first possession. The ball gets snapped in. Well, actually, the ball didn't get snapped. 10 guys took off, and the center was waiting for the number he wanted.
Yeah.
So
That'll cost them five. No, they're going to call that against the defense because the defense jumped across when the rest of the offense took off and the ball never moved. You like that call?
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike it.
Here we go. Gain of five on that penalty for the encroachment call of the defense. First down, five. A mistake turns into a bonus. Now the quarterback's going to hand off. Running back bounces right side, picks up about three. Carrying the ball is going to be Gage Fields. Gage, big guy in the middle of senior on this McLeod team. So after the five-yard penalty and a first and five, it's going to be second down at about three. All the way down now to the 23-yard line. McLeod taking the opening kickoff, moving the ball downfield against Valley Falls. Absolutely crystal clear skies, beautiful evening, mid-70s at kickoff time. QB's back, iso pass wide open, touchdown McLeod. Justin Pack with the catch, the sophomore wide out and backup quarterback, because he just snuck through into the secondary, and the TD strike from Chin Hall to Pats, and as quickly as that, McLaughlin is on the board on their first possession of the game.
Yeah, I think right there, the Valley Falls defense got, looking at the running back from all those downhill runs, safety steps up, and then you saw Pat able to run right behind him and pick up a big touchdown right there for the Bulldogs.
Two-point conversion, a little pitch over to Gage Fields. He'll dance into the end zone, and we're going to take a timeout early in the ballgame with the first point on the board. Timeout at 10, 33 to go in the first. It's McLeod, 8, Valley Falls coming up.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to McLeod, Kansas, everybody. The Bulldogs took the opening kickoff. The kickoff by Valley Falls was an attempted onside kick that was not successful, so they had a short field with which to work, took advantage of it, and now, after scoring, it's going to be Eugenia Orji, O-R-J-I, to boot it away. He's a big cat out there and puts the toe to the ball in the end, spinning around to the near side. It'll land out of bounds on the near sideline, and it is going to be Valley Falls football, and they'll have their first offensive possession of the evening. Lots of games going on in and around the care listening area this evening. Just don't forget, after this, there'll be the high school football scoreboard show. You'll be able to catch up on the outcomes of all the contests around the area. For all the guys sitting out there and either in a combine or if they're maybe sitting in a green line somewhere taking to the ball game, could have you along tonight. Settle in. We're going to have a penalty on the return that is going to be declined. And the ball is going to be spotted down at the 35-yard line. The Valley Falls says, you know what, we really don't want you to kick that over again. We'll just take the ball at our own 35 and get our first possession of the evening underway. Game is on, moving along at a very brisk pace here early on. Still 10.5 to go in the opening quarter. And the Valley Falls quarterback, Trenton Van Houten, he's a good one, a senior. He brings good height, good athleticism to that quarterback spot. He's going to have receivers going wide to the left side. That's going to be the short side of the field, and his running back is going to be on his left hand. Now, kind of what I'm going to call a wing back here on the right side. QB will take it, hand off, bouncing into the middle of the line, breaking away from the first tackler, and forging his way forward for about 3 yards. Carrying the ball is going to be the junior, A.J. Reed. So A.J. is going to pick up a couple of yards, 3 yards, into the left side of the line, and clock gets rolling along here. 10-10 to go, quarter number one. Valley Falls in traveling attire. It is the white jerseys.
Black helmets, black pants, black and gold lettering and trim. And I love the helmet, Gus, the black helmet with the gold dragon. For the home team of McLeod, it's very Minnesota Vikings. Purple helmets, purple jerseys, white pants, white lettering and trim. Here we go on his second down call. Handoff, running back, tries the right side, burst through, gets into the secondary, picks up a first down and more to the 48-yard line. Slashing run over to the right side, and Reeves is going to pick up about 9 or 10, first and 10.
That time, Judd Holwick finally makes the stop on the play for the Bulldogs, but not before Valley Falls able to put together a little something on this first drive. They pick up a first down right there.
Nice crowd on both sidelines. Again, it is homecoming 2024 here for the Bulldogs, so we'll have a little bit of an extended halftime. They crown their homecoming royalty at intermission of the ball game, so we've got that to enjoy. Here's the evening wears on. First and 10, Valley Falls, a couple of yards short of midfield. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Bulldogs up by a touchdown. Handoff left side, and again, dancing through. Here's the thing, because A.J. Reeves is not the biggest guy out on the field. Matter of fact, I'm at a glance going to say he may be the smallest guy on the field, and yet he is hard to stop. When he gets hit, he spins away, turns a little sideways, doesn't take much room for him to scoot through, and he is an elusive runner.
Yeah, he's kind of able to just knife himself forward, right? You could get those shoulder pads turned sideways and kind of slip through would-be tacklers, make himself a little smaller and a tougher target to catch on to.
And Valley Falls under head coach Wyatt Hofstra got something else that they're doing that I think is probably a good plan. They're being patient. Taking their time. You get the play in. Now it's second down at about 4, cross midfield. Long quarterback long count by Van Houten, the quarterback. He'll make a pitch, and the running back is hit very hard. The ball pops loose, and it's going to be a McLeod touchdown. And I will tell you what, that pitch over to A.J. Reeves, he was just wide open, and they were laying for him, and he's a little shaken up. So I'm waiting to see, guys, that play just kind of developed as the running back had that ball dislodged from him. He went down, hit really, really hard. The question is that ball down there? Was that ball down, or was that a fumble that was returned? I'm looking for a call.
Yeah, we're going to have targeting against Valley or McLeod, and usually that's accompanied with the end of the day for a player.
I read an article today that in the state of Kansas so far this season there have been more players who have not been allowed to continue to participate than any other season in history.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's one of the things that you crack down on the targeting a little more. And so, you know, prior to that, you never saw players get disqualified.
So I'm continuing to watch as they march off this penalty against McLeod, and I'm waiting for our referee to let us know just what the official call is, and we've never really gotten that definitive
okay,
answer.
Touchdown was called back. There was a flag on the play.
Now,
the
I don't know.
Yeah. So the ball is going to be marked all the way down now to the 35-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 there for the Dragon offense.
All right. Here comes Valley Falls, moving a football just inside 8 to go in the opening quarter. Now at the McLeod 35-yard line. Receivers to the left side, the short side of the field. Van Houten will bring a man over to the right, hand off to his new running back. He's a much bigger guy, not as quite as fleet, and he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and be stopped for no gain. That is going to be Brody Troxel. And Brody's out there, guys, only a freshman. Big, strong guy. Going to be up a second down and long for Valley Falls. A couple of substitutions coming in and out of the game for McLeod. McLeod begins the game tonight at 2-2 on the season, and Valley Falls looking for that elusive win one.
Yeah, you start looking at the Valley Falls schedule. I mean, they started the season with Horton, Wintock, Calusa, ACCHS. Last week we're on the road with Onega, but two of their final three games are going to be back at home with JCN and Pleasant Ridge, and then they'll travel in between there to Jackson Heights.
Duncan Alvarenga wide to the left side. Now, quarterback trying to keep it himself. Looks to the left, slides to the left, can't find an edge. Looking for a block, doesn't get it. Going to lose a couple of yards.
Yeah, great job right there by McLeod, able to squeeze that down and make a good play in the backfield. It's going to be McCade Daniel, the defensive lineman, a senior, making the stop. And give him a TFL on the play. Loss of one is going to bring up now a third and 11 for Valley Falls, 6:20 left here in the first quarter.
So the Dragons have been able to milk over 4 minutes off the clock already in this possession. And still looking at a third down call at the 36-37-yard line in the McLeod's half of the field. So, again, so
one way of doing that is you're looking out there, and quarterback Trenton Van Houten is walking over to the sideline.
Yep.
Wyatt Hofstra, the head coach for Valley Falls, takes a long look at his play clock, or his play sheet, and sends the play into a huddle, and then they look back and wait for the official to start counting down before they snap it.
Van Houten front
the pistol. Eh, we might have taken a little too much time. So instead of 3rd and 11, we're now going to be at 3rd and 16.
They're going to drop back just a little bit, moving that ball outside the Bulldog 40-yard line. Third down call, third down at about 16. Happy to have you along with us here on K-Radio for high school football on a Friday night. Receiver's going to come wind it to the near side for Valley Falls. That will be Duncan Alvarenga. Trips to the right side, the wide side. Will Trent Van Houten air this thing up? He's straight back to throw. Rolls right, throws right. High and incomplete. Just out of reach for Brady Nellis over here on the near side. And it'll bring up a fourth down. Ned Forsberg is your defender for McLeod. Clock stops, 5.5 to go in the first, and it is a fourth down decision just for Coach Hofstra and Valley.
Yeah, so now you got a decision to make. You leave the offense out. I'd probably go ahead and try to punt this thing because I'm not so worried about my punter driving one out of the end zone from here. So let your defense get on the field.
And your quarterback, also your punter, Van Houten, back just behind it. Midfield to punt this thing away. Fourth down long for Valley Falls. And we get another marker and another delay call. And just let Trent air it out.
Just 5 more yards.
At this point from the 46-yard line, you can give her all you got right here, right? 8-0. McLeod puts the lead here in the opening quarter. Not a whisper of air moving out here. It is still, and it is just perfect. The advance of the ball and kicking to the far side is spinning and spinning and going to tumble out of bounds inside the 25-yard line, down around the 23 across the way. And that is the place from which McLeod will begin his second possession of the evening. Bulldogs in front with 5:24 to go in the opening quarter, 8-0. And they're going to bring their offense back out on the field.
The official just keeps walking in the back of field. He's actually going to mark this thing down about the 29. So
I thought it'd take a little radical bounce out of bounds across the way over there.
I think that's where he originally had that ball spotted. So for McLeod, they're going to hand this thing 1st and 10 at their own 29. You're going to look out there and see quarterback Jerick Kinnell is running back Gage Field.
McKay Daniels is your center. Makes that snap. The pitch will come to the outside. There is some blocking, and there is some room to the 35-40 midfield. And finally, take it down across the 50-yard line, down to the 40 by Gage Field. That is a solid, solid run over here by Gage.
Yep, and Trenton Van Houten comes over and makes the touchdown saving tackle for the Dragons, but not before Field's able to get it down inside the 40. They're going to mark this down. That was into the 39.
That was a really well-developed play. Got the line shifted over. All those guys pulled. Got some good lead blocks. Opened up some room downfield. 1st and 10 at the Dragon 40-yard line. QB's back. Rolls left. Looking. And throwing deep. Got him, man. Downfield. And it is tipped away incomplete at the 5. Thought maybe for a moment Damian Cervantes had a chance to pick that thing off.
Yep, he had an end up there also coming over to help Trenton Van Houten. When it's all said and done, it's going to bring up now a second down with 4:52 left here in this first quarter.
Bulldogs going to take their time. Look how overloaded they are on the right side of the line. Ball's on the left hash mark. QBs will run right. They still pitch. The ball's going to be batted away. That is a lateral, isn't it? Now it's going to be picked up on a hop down the field and tackled from behind at the 30-yard line.
Yes, it is a lateral. And then you saw the official threw his flag.
There is a flag on the flag.
He didn't mean to throw his flag, I don't think. I think he went for the beanbag. He's going to wipe it off. It's exactly what he did. He went to mark it and realized it grabbed the wrong one. And so, hey, those things happen. A big play right there for McLeod. It looked like they were going to be in some danger of turning that thing over. Instead, they pick it up all the way down to the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
22 on the play. It'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Fisher with a bit of a sheepish look. He's like, holds up the beanbag and kind of waves. That's what I wanted.
Like Batman's tool belt, right? There's just too much going on.
The utility belt. First and 10 at the 20-yard line of the Dragons. Little movement in the middle of the line. No penalty marker. Sailor running. Handoff straight ahead to the 10, to the 5, to the goal line. Touchdown, McLeod. The 20-yard run for the Bulldogs by Gage Fields. And it will push that lead to 14-0. With just over 4 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Nice strong run right there by Gage Fields as he went off the left side, broke a couple tackles, then got one-on-one with the safety and put a nice little move on him near the goal line, able to get into the end zone for his first touchdown of the evening.
McLeod going for two after his first touchdown, doing the same thing again as quarterback Chin Hall. We'll take the snap, roll right, throw a little short pass, kind of short arms it, and it's going to be good in the corner of the end zone. The two-point conversion is successful, and we will take a timeout of the field. The break coming here at 4:03 to go in the first. McLeod, 16, Valley Falls, nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Kansas. The lights really beginning to take effect now as the sun's setting. And Gus, this time at McLeod, unlike the last time we were here, we're looking away from the sun. No, they didn't move the field. We just got seating on the opposite side this time, on the west side, looking to the east. The lights, as I mentioned, really beginning to take effect. The field is very, very well lit. This is a nice lighted field.
Just a nice field. I mean, you look out there, that grass is short. It's a fast track out there.
Uchenna Archie with the kick, and it's going to drive the return man back to the 6-yard line. Stops at the middle, stops, breaks a couple of tackles, gets to the 20, and spun around and bumped out of bounds at the 23-yard line. I tell you, usually that stopping and kind of deciding which way to go doesn't work well, but it panned out that time. It's Justin Patz. Justin Patz with the kick coverage stop for McLeod. Second possession of the evening for Valley Falls. They'll get their offense back out of the field. 16-0, McLeod. Two possessions, two touchdowns.
At the end of a quarter, Royal Valley leading Perry LeCompton tonight, 6-0.
Some big guys across that defensive front four. For McLeod, you got old Bryce Williams up there, and he's only a sophomore. You got Judd Helwick. Helwick is a senior out there. Lots of movement at the front line. The pitch back, and the quarterback is going to get it a pass away and pick up about five. Nicely done. Coverage by Duncan Alvarenga. Pass over to the near flat. Valley Falls gets the ball into the hands of Dustin and
down.
Hangs on to it. That was a nice play. Gets it over to the near sideline.
Yeah, he did a great job as he came over to the sideline and made that catch. He got both feet down, even though in high school and in college you only need one. But, I mean, he stomped 2 feet down, and nice job right there by Alvarenga.
Grady Smith and Alvarenga wind it to the right side. Quarterback Van Houten running back to his right hand. He's going to hand off running back, bounces over to the left side, and look who's back in the game. It is good to see. Running the ball again is going to be A.J. Reeves. A.J. got banged up a little bit on that play a moment ago, but he's quickly recovered. Nice run to the left side, to the left for a first down, taking the ball across the 35-yard line. First and 10 Valley Falls at their own 38.
You look out there, Reeves trying to get that shoe put back on. Look out there. Tell me, is that Reeves or is that six and it's Hall?
Right now.
You're running back. Is it eight or is it six?
No, it's eight.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you a little something unusual about number eight out there. I don't know, and we'll talk about this, grab right handoff. It's going to go again to the running back, and he's grabbed at the neck and tackled in the backfield, losing three.
That time getting in the backfield, making the stop on the play. McKay Daniel.
No, wait a minute. You know, I've got the glasses on. On the back, it looks like a six.
Yeah, on the back?
No, eight is over on the sideline right now.
See, it's a six, right?
Yep, and he's over there. He came out of the game to put his shoe back on. Now, let me tell you the thing about him. That is Caleb Hall, the freshman, wearing that freshman helmet. Solid black, no logos on the helmet. Only guy out there with the solid black helmet unmarked. Second down at about 13, and the handoff, and immediately, as quickly as he takes the ball, Brody Troxell is met in the backfield and tackled for a loss.
Yeah, that's going to be the big guy in the backfield is that. Uchenna back there. He's a big guy. He's your kicker. He's your defensive tackle. And showed a nice explosion on that play as he got into the backfield. Caused a little chaos. And now we're going to bring up a third and 18 for Valley Falls.
Down to the last couple of minutes of the opening quarter. It's a 16-0 lead for the home team, the homecoming team. McLeod is out in front. It is going to bring up a third down at about 18. Quarterback is back. Throws a short pass. It is caught. And then as the contact is made, it's dislodged. Are they going to call that a completion and a fumble? They are. I did not think the ball had been held onto long enough by a number 24 who does not appear on our rosters. I didn't think he'd held onto it long enough for that to be a completion, but they finished it right there and said it was. And so, the second turnover by Valley Falls in its opening quarter, and the second time McLeod is going to have the ball beyond midfield.
Remember, the first one was negated by the penalty.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I think you're right. Now that you mention it, yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, because they punted on their first possession.
Here we go. McLeod with the football, first and 10. Jarek Shenhall, quarterback. Back to throw, holding the ball with one hand. Now, rolling, throws, has it right into and then out of the hands of his intended receiver on a 15-yard line. You hear kind of a groan from the crowd as they thought maybe they were going to haul that thing in. Ned was over there.
Yeah, that time I think what happened was his Forsberg was going to catch the ball. He kind of peeked over his shoulder and realized there was a lot of green grass between him and the end zone. And, by taking your eyes off that football, it's going to be an incomplete pass. Stop the clock with a minute 31.
At the 25-yard line already, beginning the series deep in Valley Falls territory. McLeod with a two-touchdown lead again with the ball. A little misdirection. Trap play over to the left side. Well defended. Only going to gain maybe a couple of yards around the left side.
Over there to make the stop for Valley Falls. It's going to be Brady Nellis.
Yeah. And you've got Trenton Cantrell running the football. He is a senior. Quite a few seniors on this McLeod team. And that was just a little misdirection. A little trap play as the line moved right. The running back went left, but the defense stayed at home. Third down long. McLeod has not seen third down and long a lot. Quarterback sort of keep it. Boot right, puts his head down, cuts back in. Definitely picked up a first down. Dances his way to the goal line. Touchdown, McLeod. Looked for a moment like Jared Kinhall was going to get held up right along the line of scrimmage, but he put a couple of shifty moves on and was able to get away from his defenders and rock it downfield.
Does it have a penalty marker on here? They're all coming back. I don't see it. Oh, there it is. It is, what, it's a 14-yard line. Right where the quarterback went to cut back. I think blended into the field pretty good.
So we got a personal foul, Bulldogs. Okay, guys, did you say touchdown counts and they're marking this back on the PAT? What's going on here?
You couldn't do it. Yeah, you just can't do that.
Well, no, I was born, I saw the arms go up.
Well, it should be. What is happening? It should be from the spot of foul.
Crew, working our way through this thing here in the last minute of the opening quarter. See, again, here's the deal. They're going to count this touchdown. They're going to go for the extra point. They're going to mark the penalty off on the ensuing PAT, or on the ensuing kickoff.
But that would only be if it was against the defense.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
The penalty was after the touchdown, so it will count.
But you can't have a holding after a touchdown.
It wasn't holding, it was personal foul.
Oh, okay.
So I make a personal foul indication. Here's a lob for the two-point conversion over to the right side. He didn't make the catch in the field of play. He did not. And we're going to take a timeout. Let him sort all of this business out. Taking a break here in McLeod. At 48 seconds ago in the opening quarter, where it is now. Bulldogs 22, Dragons 7.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Here in McLeod, Kansas, getting ready for that kickoff to happen. The Purdy officials are marking her back to the 25-yard line. And they're going to have this thing marked back to the 25. That personal foul after the score. PAT was run from the regular spot, and they're assessing the penalty on this kickoff. It's a good bounty ball. It's a pretty good field position, guys. Only 48 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And McLeod at home has taken the 22-0 lead. Once again, Oregon getting ready to boot it away. Going from right to left with this kick, and there she goes into her end high, straight down Broadway, taken at the 35. Slow walking it to the 40. Gets to the 45 and angling out of bounds across the way. No, he stayed in bounds and going to get it beyond the 50 down to about the 46-yard line. So, for Valley Falls, a possession that will begin in Bulldog territory. 38 seconds to play in the opening quarter. So, that was a nice little return. Kind of worked it outside and got in a lot of traffic, but stayed. I thought he was going to go out of bounds, but he did not. He kept himself in the field of play and was able to move it ahead for a handful of additional yards. They're going to mark it just short of the 45-yard line. McLeod's have it afield. 22-0. Just over a half a minute to go in the first. Quarterback Trenton Van Houten running back over to his left hand is coming up. Again, out of that pistol formation, a wraparound handoff starting right now, ducking into the middle, hit at the line of scrimmage, and picking up a couple of yards just inside the 45-yard line. Carrying the ball is going to be Caleb Hall.
Trenton Colty, the sophomore, makes the stop on the play for McLeod, so short gain, and If Valley Falls wants to, they can roll this thing into the second quarter.
And that's what they're going to do, and we're going to take a timeout. First quarter in the book in McLeod, Kansas, after one. It's Bulldogs 22, Valley Falls nothing.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Good to have you with us here. Northeast Kansas League football. Going to the second quarter. Hey, is that Flames right there? I thought it was Flames, you bet. 12 minutes to go, getting set to go to the second quarter. Welcome back here to McLeod, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Gus Couch to my left hand, Tom Couch with you. Gus, coming home from the, you know, you see Stadium Lights, you got to go to a game, right? Coming home last night from the middle school game. Flipping through the dial, looking for something to listen to on the ride home. I find a football game. Thursday night, high school football. I start listening for the station's ID. Foster City, Shreveport. Louisiana, Thursday night, high school football. How good is that?
There you go.
Who do we talk to about that?
Well, some Friday night college football, and that's why I maintain that the Big Ten, actually the Big Ten should play on Thursday night, but that's neither here nor there. How about Houston taking it to TCU in the early going, up 14-0 at the end of the quarter?
It's a second down and about 8 call on the first play of the second quarter. Running back sprints right, gets all the way to the sideline, runs out of real estate and dives forward, got the line of scrimmage, maybe a foot or two beyond that, no more, make it still a third down and long for Valley Falls.
McKay Daniels on the tackle, Caleb Hall on the run right there for Valley Falls.
McLeod, Gus on his third and long call, making multiple defensive substitutions. I believe they expect Trenton Van Houten to go back and throw the football. I'm going to tell you, Trenton, seen him play a little football, seen him play a lot of basketball. Really, really fine young athlete, and he would be absolutely capable of putting the ball downfield on a pass. Third down long. Van Houten, about 6 yards deep, takes a snap at the ankles, has to pick it up off the ground, drops back, fires one over the middle, it's going to be caught. Picking it up for the first down and then hit hard from behind, but after first down yardage is gained, and the Dragons are going to advance the sticks at the 32.
Yeah, that was a spectacular play right there by Valley Falls. It looked like it was starting out a little shaky as the snap came up around the ankle of the quarterback. He went down, got it, rolled out, and picked up the first down. What a job right there for Valley Falls.
Now, you see from McLeod just checking out of the game, number 44, Carter Coyle. He has a massive cast on his left forearm, and he's got, I'm sure, a wrap and padding and stuff around that thing. It's impressive. First and 10, Valley Falls at the McLeod 32. Quarterback fires it near side. That was a dangerous pass, and it's going to be incomplete. And I will tell you, I suspect the intended receiver over here, Grady Smith, thought the defender was going to get a handle on that.
Yeah, Grady Smith looked up, and he thought it was going to be Jerry Kinhall to get a hand on it. Instead, it fell incomplete, and when it's all said and done, if you're Valley Falls, you look back at that play, and you say, hey, go ahead and scratch that one out for tonight.
Yeah, that could have gone way worse. Kinhall realized what was happening, and as the opposing quarterback, he recognizes some of the things going on out there. Nearly just jumped that thing and would have had an easy trot to the other end of the field, and instead it's an incomplete pass and a second down 10. 10:20 to go in the opening half. Halftime will bring the crowning of royalty here at McLeod High School. Homecoming 2024. QB's going to keep it himself. Van Houten, look at him put his hand on the back of his lead block, and the official and the defensive backfield tosses a flag in at the point of tackle.
Yeah, you got to think that this probably a hold, and the official indicates preliminarily that it is a hold against the Dragons.
So here we go.
Just some of the things are going good, and the Jags are kind of maybe getting some of the ducks lined up there a little bit. The penalty is going to stymie this drive a little.
Can I tell you, I would have thought about maybe declining it.
If you
my defense has played well enough, it was going to be 3rd and 8.
Well, that penalty is going to take it out beyond the 35-yard line all the way up to the 38, where in McLeod territory, the 38-yard line, Valley Falls will have the ball. Second down at about, we're going to call it about 16, I think, something like that. Second at 16, Valley Falls into McLeod, 38-yard line, 22-0. Bulldogs out front here at home. Receivers, two to the left for Van Houten. Single man in the backfield, and running back going to get that handoff, tries to get to the outside, plants foot, cuts back into the middle, maybe gets a yard. Not a lot of room. Give Duncan. Who's that, Alvarenga out there?
Yep. So, and now bring up a third down call for Valley Falls. And again, they've taken their time all evening going over to the sideline, looking up and down the play sheet, looking back at the clock, trying to decide what head coach Wyatt Hofstra wants to run, and finally he settles on a play that he feels comfortable with, gives it to his quarterback Trenton Van Houten, and then they walk out onto the field, and usually the officials count it down before they're snapping the football.
Third down and 14. Snap back, waist high. Van Houten running for his life, rolling right, looking downfield, throws the ball, it's going to be caught right at the marker. About a half a yard shy, I think, of the first down is, but it's very close to the far sideline. Give two guys, Van Houten, tons of credit for rolling and keeping that play alive, and that receiver for maintaining his position in the field of play.
Yeah, I actually thought he was a little closer.
I did.
And they're actually going to mark him, man, a good 4 yard, maybe even 2 yards short.
I thought he was just right at it. I thought he was short, but I thought it was a football length short, not a yard and a half short.
Now for Valley Falls, a big fourth down call here with 9:20 left here in the first half.
And Valley Falls, no stranger to going for it on fourth down. They've done it earlier tonight. Going for it right here. Fourth down, two calls just outside the 20-yard line. QB will keep it. Goes right. He's going to pick up the first down of the 20-yard line.
Nice job right there. Trenton Van Houten just took the snap, eyed up a spot, and then hit it. Great first down right there for the Dragons. And this has been a nice possession for Valley Falls.
Now, a couple of things to talk to you about, Gus. We're going to analyze this a little bit. First of all, that was no RPO. That was strictly a straight-ahead quarterback run. There was no looking anything over. But with that in mind, quarterbacks running the ball, quarterbacks, plural, at every level, aren't they running the ball much more than they were 5, certainly 10 years ago? Or does it just feel like it to me?
No, I think you're probably right. You know, with the development, especially of the RPO.
First and 10 from the Bulldog 20-yard line. Valley Falls with the best position of the game. The handoff is going to go into the middle of the line, grabbed at the waist and pulled back. Is going to be Brody Troxell. Brody leans in. He's going to be able to fall forward for a yard and a half. Let's call it a second down 8.
Gage Fields over there for McLeod to make the stop on the play.
So second down, let's call it a gain of a couple of yards. McLeod is going to continue to rotate players in and out. And again, guys, look, there's Carter Colt coming into the game. See number 44. Is he defensive? What is he, probably a corner, outside linebacker with one hand? I mean, one pretty much usable arm.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not grabbing anybody, and you're not making any tackles with that left arm in a plaster parish.
I'll put him in that outside corner spot.
QB will take it, bounce outside, no room there, cuts it back into the middle, and got nothing.
That time coming up to make the stop, it looks like Judd Holwick over there. Judd is a big, big man out there, defensive lineman, a senior for this Bulldog team. Did a nice job of making the stop, not allowing Trenton Van Houten to really turn that play into anything.
Okay, the aggressiveness of McLeod's defense, Gus, would present, I think, Valley Falls an opportunity. As Van Houten rolled to the right, the entire secondary, everybody swung over, and the two receivers that were going downfield were completely undefended. I mean, not a defender within 15 yards of them, because everybody pushed and pursued that football.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, right now, McLeod is probably not playing stay-at-home football. They're just going after, you know,
see
football, hit football right now.
Yep, exactly what they're doing. And it's been working. Here we go with the third down long call. Motion to the right side. QB is straight back. Looking. Passes a BB over the middle, and it's going to be batted away. An incomplete defender reached across, got a hand on it, knocks the ball free. And it is an incomplete pass, and we'll bring up a fourth down. And
Carter,
20-yard line, fourth down means go for it, right?
Yeah, Carter quite able to get over there and get a hand on the football and knock it away. It's going to bring up a fourth down, and it's one of those things where, yeah, I think you got to leave your offense out there right now. And here's the best play that has been all night for the Dragons, is kind of let quarterback Trenton Mann out in Adland, right? Get outside the pocket, throw the ball down the field, tell your receivers to get past the stick. Wyatt Hofstra wants to talk about this one.
Yep, we're going to talk about it. We're going to take a timeout. Joseph taking a break. 6:47 to go in the opening half. It is McLeod 22, Valley Ball scoreless.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
McLeod, Kansas, because you're talking about the college games going on around, but 5 minutes ago in the first half, Houston up 17-0 over TCU.
Tonight in NBA preseason gets going as the NBA season is going to start here in a couple weeks. The Celtics knock off the Nuggets 107-103. Who would have thought that we're already, like, staring right in the eye of basketball season?
Baseball still going on full tilt. How about the Royals?
Woo-hoo. I laughed. Did you hear Andy Reid's press conference yesterday?
I did not.
Started off with basically that about, hey, how good are those guys playing?
Here we go. Fourth down for Raleigh Balls at the 20-yard line, and it's going to be fourth down and 13.
Whoa. We're going to get the defense across, so encroachment on the defense is going to cost.
Really? I saw a wide receiver.
I saw the receiver go down, but he initially pointed encroachment defense. Let's see if he cleans this up.
Again,
the Valley Falls players are kind of walking back. It shouldn't be this hard, right?
Long cover. Yeah. Who went? I mean, you're the guy on the line. You just tell me which way it went, and we'll make that call. We'll move on. It's going to be encroachment on the defense. So that fourth down and eight becomes fourth down and much more manageable at 3 yards to go.
5 yards, Finley.
Still 6:47 to go in the opening half. Valley Falls, easily their best field position and their greatest threat mounted so far in this game.
Coach Hofstra now is going to look at that play sheet a little longer and say, hey, I think now you probably look for the quarterback to keep this football, and kind of like you did on that fourth down play a moment ago.
Here's the thing, though. The quarterback's going to take this snap about 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Fourth down, takes it at the ankles, looks over the middle, and the pass is going to be caught, and he'll break a tackle, gets the first down to the 5, to the 3, maybe the 2-yard line. That was kind of a jump pass, really, by Van Houten as the defenders were in front of him, and he kind of went up and launched it over the top because it looked to me like a risky pass because there were purple jerseys all over the place.
Yeah, it's fourth down. You got nothing to lose, right?
Absolutely.
There, right? Like throw it in the general vicinity. Hope your receiver was able to run underneath it. He did, and there would be now a first and goal for Valley Falls.
Here come the Dragons, Valley Falls. And where are they going to spot this thing? Rockfish is just walking around holding the football. And now another fish comes up and says, okay, I think I'm calling this like the 2-yard line here, okay? What do you think?
I didn't eat my carrots today, so I can't see
that. I've got my Bushnell carrots going here. It's a first down and goal. Quarterback will keep it himself, starts right, goes left, gets behind the lineman. They all lean and push and shove and try to get to the goal line. They will not get there, but they have gotten close. It's going to bring up a second and goal for Valley Falls. Got your head on a sports book. Valley Falls is going to have some goals to achieve today, and just getting in the end zone a little bit tonight is one of those.
Yeah, again, we talked about it during sports book the other night, and for Valley Falls, most points they've scored in a single game this year has been 8. So they've got to start looking at not trying to win a game outright. I mean, that is the overall goal, but score twice, right? Like, set those smaller goals that you can achieve, and you're going to hit that big one at the end.
Van Houten with a couple of wings to the right side up on the line of scrimmage. Again, he takes a low step, has to go back and cover it up, and now he's going to be at the 7-yard line, a bad snap. Trent did a good job of getting on the ball, and, man, the pressure from the outside was right back there. He had to hurry. There was no chance to pick that thing back up. He had to hurry and cover it.
Yeah, he did a great job, though, of diving on the football, because if Trenton Van Houten doesn't dive on that football and he does try to pick it up to make a play on it, there are a lot of McLeod Bulldogs in the backfield right away. So, again, you would have had a chance of turning that thing over now. For Valley Falls, they're backed up a little bit, looking at now a third and goal from the 6, just under 5 to play.
Play coming in from the far sideline for the Dragons. Rolling along inside, 5 minutes to go in the opening half. Valley Falls now is third down and goal from the 6. Van Houten, quarterback, hands on hips, back to throw, rolling right, falling away, lobs into the back of the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete. He was looking back there for his receiver, Duncan Alvarenka.
That time, Carter Coy got into the backfield and forced that pass just a little quicker, I think, than quarterback Trenton Van Houten wanted to. It's now a fourth and goal with 4:34 left here in the first half.
Now, if you're Valley Falls 52, you just say, let's see, what has been my best play today or my best play this season, and I'm going to run that here?
Yeah, I mean, right now you just throw the ball to the end zone, right? Run around a little bit, see if somebody gets open, but throw it into the end zone.
Van Houten back to throw, steps up, rolls right, looks back across the body, throws the ball, touchdown Dragons! In the back of the end zone, the ball is going to be hauled in by Brady Nellis, and the Dragons are on the board. Trenton Van Houten to Brady Nellis. Trenton Van Houten, it's kind of a jump pass, kind of falling away. You know how hard it is to throw a football with that kind of zip on it and accurately kind of falling away like that.
Well, that's kind of how we talked about it, though, before that play, that, again, run around for a second. See if somebody gets open. Just throw it into the end zone. Let somebody have that opportunity to make a play back there.
Now, it will be the Dragons going for the two-point conversion. They're going to run a little swing gate here on a two-point conversion. Linemen run over to the left side, and now they're going to shift back over. It'll be on both sides of the center. Van Houten will call the signals, keeps it himself, cuts right. Bounces outside, falls away, throws to an undefended receiver in the back of the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. That catch made by Grady Smith. So the score and the two-point conversion on a couple of passes, and we're taking a timeout. Down to 4:28 to go in the opening half. Then McLeod. It is now Bulldog 22, Valley Falls 8.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Everybody here in McLeod, Kansas, and Gus, down, help me out. You were sharing the map with me. That Valley Falls possession took over 8 minutes.
Yeah, so they started that possession right at the end of the first quarter at the 45-second mark, and then, yeah, Harry scored at the 4:28 mark. So for McLeod, they're going to send their kick return unit out there and touch the ball for the first time in the second quarter.
8 minute, 20-second possession by Valley Falls, and that makes a really good defense.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly the kind of offense that Valley Falls wants.
Here we go. Jackets are getting set to kick it away. The last time they kicked it away, the only time they kicked it away was to begin the ball game, and they went with the onside kick that did not reach the prescribed 10 yards. We'll see what they elect to do here.
Pickerel kicked off to start the game. This will be Trenton Van Houten to put a toe to it.
It is high and a very, very short. It'll be taken by an up man who very wisely just safely corrals the ball, covers it up, downs it, and it'll be a very good field position for McLeod to begin this possession at his own 41-yard line. First and 10 Bulldogs.
Gene Vandell with the catch over there on the kick return team. So for McLeod, it's a long time since we've seen the offense out on the field. The last time they were out there, it ended on a 23-yard touchdown run by Jarek Chenal.
Well, Jarek's right back out there, running the ball clip from his quarterback slot. Sporting at number 25. He was spent, thrown over to the near side, and I assume that's a forward pass, and it is incomplete. It was just, again, I had the glass on it. It might have been a yard forward. It was definitely a forward pass, so it goes incomplete, second down 10.
It was a dangerous pass.
He tried to swing that, play.
Yeah, he tried to swing that thing over here into the right flat, but a lot of traffic right there. And that's why he tried to throw it low and sidearm it versus try to go over the top.
Going to bring up second down, 10 call for McLeod. Hand off, a little misdirection over to the left side, cutting back across the grain, coming to the near side to the 45, 50, cross midfield, and running the football over here for McLeod. How about that job by Drennan Cantrell? Cantrell coming down the field with a football, and I love the way he made that nice cutback move around the 50-yard line. Now move the chains, and McLeod moving the football. It's going to be first and 10. At the Valley Falls 47-yard line. 4:10 and counting to go in the half. McCroft quickly back up over it. QB's going to keep it himself. Boot to the left side. In trouble. The defense surrounds him. Hits him. Drops him. Going to be a loss of a couple of yards. And frankly, Jerry Chenhaga could have easily been tackled for the loss of more. Did a good job of recovering and saving what he could.
Yeah, that time he just planted his foot in the ground and then decided that, hey, I've got to make up some of this ground. Dives forward. The tackle by, is that going to be Chandler Martin?
Yep, absolutely.
Freshman comes up there and makes the stop on the play for the Dragons. It'll bring up a second and 11. Threes all the way across the board.
And now we're going to get another timeout. McLeod taking their second of the opening half. We'll take it with him, Joseph. Timeout coming at 3:29 to go in the half. It is McLeod 22 and Valley Falls 8.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Coming out of the timeout, let's see what McLeod has cooked up here on the near sideline with 3:29 to go in the half. They're out here looking at a second down and 11. QB will be taken by an up man on a little wildcat, and he will go to the right side, take it down to the 41-yard line. So that was a nice little quick five-yard pickup. They kind of try to trick everybody. Gage Fields took the direct snap and goes right side. So let's make it a third down and 5. And McLeod hustling up over the football now. Two very different styles of offensive play. And this time, they hustled up so much. And again, they were going to go back to that wildcat snap to Fields, but I don't think everybody was set.
I should think the defense came across a little early. So, might see a first down right here via penalty, and we are. So a false start again. The Dragons will push the ball down to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for McLeod. And this is what McLeod needs. Work with a little urgency, work with a little speed right here, and try to just kind of get out of that funk because their offense has just been off the field so long.
So here we go. First down call. Running back goes straight up the middle, bounces to the outside. He's got room. He's at the 30, 25, and pushed out of bounds inside the 20-yard line over near the 15. That was a really pretty run.
That time, Damian Cervantes, the sophomore, makes the touchdown saving tackle over there for Valley Falls.
Again, the chains will move, and we've got lots of time before halftime. 2:48 to go and counting. Here come the Bulldogs. Let's call this maybe the, 14-yard line. QB's going to take snap. Here it goes. Back around to the right side to the 10. Down to the 5. Over the end zone. Reaching it out. Touchdown. Jerry Jenhall and McLeod recovers the score they had given up a moment ago.
Four possessions right now for McLeod. Four touchdowns tonight for the McLeod offense. Now they'll look over here to the near sideline and get the play call and the two-point conversion.
Hope you're enjoying some high school football tonight on a Friday evening on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. PAT coming up. Two out of three point afters is McLeod. QB will take it. Boots right. Throws to the goal line, and it's good. Two-point conversion from Jenhall to Forsberg. Time out of the field. Shows up the break at 2:36 to play. Opening half, Bulldogs 30, Dragons 8.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Another kicking unit coming into the game for McLeod. Then Valley Falls is going to get set to get their hands on the ball, and they're going to have about 2.5 minutes to get something on the board before halftime. Welcome back to McLeod, Kansas, everybody. Northeast Kansas League High School Football. McLeod hosting Valley Falls.
Number 1,
Orgy getting set to boot it away here. And Valley Falls, because they respect the guy's toe. They're going all the way back near the 15-yard line waiting for this kick. There's the advance, and there's the boot. That thing's nice. End over end, taken right on the 15-yard line, up the left side to the 20, crossing the field at the 25. Stepping it up is Van Houten to the 35, Van Houten to the 45, Van Houten to the 50, bumped out of bounds across the way into the Dragon sideline. An outstanding return by your quarterback here tonight, Trenton Van Houten.
Stop over there for McLeod is going to be Peyton Wyatt, a sophomore, for the big tackle right there. And Dave's looking at a touchdown right there on the kickoff return.
You know what, Trenton got his team in a position on the field where they got a chance at getting this thing into the end zone. Still 2:25 to go before the half. We are one of the later games across the Northeast Kansas area. Still some time away from halftime. Receivers will come two to the left. Running back in the backfield with Trenton Van Houten. Little wraparound handoff, not a lot of room, and as he gets to the line of scrimmage, Caleb Hall gets stood up, driven back, maybe did not even quite get to the line of scrimmage. It's called it a second down and 11 just across midfield. And we're going to be inside 2 minutes left in the half.
Okay, Daniels up there along with Bryce Williams makes the stop for the Bulldogs. And can I tell you something? That Valley Falls would be okay taking this thing into halftime. Well, their goal is to not give this ball back to McLeod here in the first half.
See, Valley Falls has a bit of a conundrum. They want to take the time. Okay, they'd like to burn time off, but their best offense has been throwing the ball, and quarterback is back, and he's going deep, and he's got a man and had to kind of stop and leaped in the air, and he kept running. There was a pretty good chance that Duncan Alvarenga was going to be able to come down with the ball, but he slowed up a little bit and then made a leap for it, and it was out of his reach over his head.
It's kind of one of those sliding into first base things, right? Like, if you keep running, there's a pretty good shot that that thing hits you in stride, but for Alvarenga, not able to come up with it. And the problem for Valley Falls is it's now 3rd and 12. You've stopped the clock with a minute 42 and preserved one of those McLeod timeouts. What do you think? Is that McLeod throwback? Is that kind of a Gonzaga-ish, or what is that, you think? Georgetown? I don't know. Quarterback is back to throw. Over the middle again. Going deep. He's got his man. Leaping catch made at the 25-yard line. Way upstairs. Out jumping all of the defenders. That ball was pulled down by Damian Cervantes. And it's going to be a 1st and 10 Valley Falls at the McLeod 25-yard line.
Yeah, it's at Georgetown, you know.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Not Georgia. More Georgetown. So Valley Falls, that was a really well-executed play, and a receiver getting high in the air to haul that thing in. 1st and 10, 25-yard line. Back to throw, pass, right side, and an open receiver for the pass is just a little bit out in front and out of the reach of Cervantes. It'll bring up a 2nd down 10, but clock stopping with minute 16 left in the half.
We're going to let Joseph bring you up to speed during the half with all of these halftime scores, but still got a minute 16 left here in this first half, but lots of games around the area have already gone to intermission.
Joseph is compiling right now. I mean, he's just compiling stuff. With the clock stopped after the incompletion, Valley Falls again. They don't change their M.O. Quarterback goes over, talks to coach, walks it back in, brings it to the huddle. Team's going to break out. So here we go on a 2nd down call. Quarterback's back, looks left, rolls left, throws a wobbly pass into the middle of the field where it's going to be caught. And the tackle made immediately at the 22-yard line. That is ultimately, Gus, a very short gain on the play. Duncan Alvarenga.
Alvarenga is going to make this catch on the play, and now we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. Valley Falls.
Going to take it? I think so. Joseph, the break. Coming down with a minute 5 to go before intermission. It remains McLeod 30, Valley Falls 8.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
So coming out of the timeout, let's see what Valley Falls has put together. It's when you scratch one out on the sideline, right? You say, okay. Somebody got an idea.
Some of Valley Falls' best plays today have been that ad-lib, off-script type play.
Here they go with a 3rd down long call. Back to throw Van Hout, chased out of the pocket, rolling right, now rolling left. Now steps up, spins away from a defender, got a little room. He's at the 30-25, down to the 20, hit at the 16, and he is going to be down there. Gus, I will say this. McLeod is a really hard-hitting team. Clock still rolling as he was not out of bounds. There was indicate clock rolling. It is 4th down and make it a long 2. 34, 33, and counting toward halftime. Valley Falls is going to have to pick up tempo here.
I think Valley Falls is okay with running 2 more plays here in the first half.
25 seconds left. It is a 4th down call.
Now we're going to get a whistle, and
McLeod wants the timeout. Hang on to it, what do you say?
Yeah, let's just keep this one. McLeod can utilize the timeout right there. After seeing the Valley Falls set, give themselves a second to make sure everybody's on the same page and understand that it has been those off-script plays that have worked well for Valley Falls tonight. So you're going to go back and you're going to reiterate with your guys, like, hey, make sure whoever you've got, stay glued to them. Don't let them get away from you and pass them off thinking somebody else is going to pick them up.
With only 18 seconds left in the half, for Valley Falls, you got a couple of options here. You can, you got to get a first down, but really the number one option is you can throw to the end zone, don't you hear?
Yeah.
Or do you try to pick up a first down and think that with 18 seconds you can get off another play too?
No, I think that you got to, third and 17, you could probably race, but you better have two plays called because Valley Falls hasn't been quick getting the plays in tonight.
Having a couple of plays called and going into the huddle, that's asking a lot. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. High school football scoreboard show coming up at the end of this game tonight, so do not go away. You're going to hear about all the scores, conference updates. You're going to get updates on the district play, yeah. Okay, here comes Valley Falls. The crowd for both sidelines coming to their feet with 18 seconds left in the half. Quarterback Trent Van Houten, the motion left side. The lob pass over to the right is going to be incomplete. Just out of reach and off the fingertips of the intended receiver over in the right flat. And McLeod is going to bring its offense on the field. And now if you're having to just fall, do you throw it deep? What do you want to do if you're McLeod?
You got 1 second left. And according to the scoreboard, you got one timeout. If you do have that one timeout, I keep my offense. I try to gas this one.
Well, let's see what they do. Here come the Bulldogs. Very wide to the left side. Another receiver coming to the right stops, and the receivers will switch sides. Canrell goes to one side. And they'll switch the other side. Quarterback is back. Chase out of the pocket. He wants to throw deep. Now he's going to throw one over the middle, wide open. It's a 40. Oh, my, it's a 50. Left side, it's a 40. Cutting back to the middle, breaking a tackle. It's a 30. It's going to be hit and pulled down at the 15-yard line. Clock stops. The half is over.
You knew he had to go. And I kind of wondered if maybe he would try to step out of bounds over there and preserve a second, but, wow, what a play to end the half.
We'll be back and summarize it for you. The teams are going to head to the locker room. Halftime score, McLeod 30, Valley Falls 8.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Hey, welcome back to McLeod, Kansas. We're at halftime on Homecoming 2024. The Bulldogs lead Valley Falls 30-8. Gus, nice NEKL game tonight, and McLeod jumped out to a nice lead early, taking advantage of an aggressive play on the opening kickoff by Valley Falls. You can't fault them for wanting to do something and kind of make something happen.
Yeah, so they started this game out with that short kick, and it did set up. They didn't get us to 10 yards to have it be a legal kick for them to recover it. It did set up a little bit of a short field right there for McLeod, and McLeod would go on to score on that drive. And how about McLeod only scoring or only having four possessions in the first half? And they scored four touchdowns in the first half. So,
well, there you go. I mean, you don't need a lot of possessions to score a lot of points. And they scored every trip down the field. And I'll tell you what, well, Jerick Gyllenhaal has done a really nice job. 23-yard touchdown pass to start the scoring. Another 23-yard run by Gyllenhaal. Gage Fields goes in from 15 out and from 20 yards out. But those are the McLeod scores. And for Valley, Trent Van Houten, a 6-yard TD pass to Brady Nellis and a 2-point conversion pass to Grady Smith. Those are the Dragon points today. Hey, we're going to once again remind you, High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up after the ball game. Do not go away. We'll get you up to speed with all the stuff going on. Yes, I'm hoping to get that clock fired up here pretty shortly. And, of course, we're going to be talking a lot in the second half also about our road trip that we've got coming up tomorrow with Benedictine.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to hit the road just a little early and make our way to Canton.
So, are you making pancakes, waffles, or anything?
John is, so he's going to get here early. And so.
Okay, perfect. I like it. Tell you what, we're going to take a little time out. It's halftime in McLeod, Kansas, and we'll be back to bring in the second half live. But right now, with that intermission score, McLeod Bulldogs 30, the Valley Falls Dragons 8. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. And Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country Sports schedule. Coming up immediately following this game, we will be going to, of course, the Scoreboard Show. The Scoreboard Show talks about all the local scores in the region, and, of course, you can give them a call at 785-5... I'll have to come back to that number. It's escaping me right now. Anyway, it's a call-in show. I'll bring you the number and I bring you the scores in just a moment. And, of course, you can call in with the scores as you have them and tell them about the games that you saw tonight. Tomorrow, we'll have Benedictine Ravens football. Taking a look at the schedule, it's scheduled for high noon tomorrow at Culver Stockton. The Ravens will be on the road. Join Tom and Gus Couts right around noon. Of course, tune in right around 11:45 or so to get all of that pregame show. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then next Friday night, we'll have high school football as Atchison High will be at Highland. Join Tom and Gus Kautz for the call.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As I promised, I've got the phone number for KNZA. It is 785-547-3461. Or you can try the contest line, which is 888-907-2346. Again, the main line is 785-547-3461 for that call-in show, the scoreboard show that will be following this game. Taking a look around the area, the scores as I have them. I've got Holton leading Jeff West at the half, 34-3. Sabetha is leading ACCHS, 28-0 at the half. It is probably the game in the Jackson Heights Pleasant Ridge game, as Jackson Heights has got 55 points at the half to Pleasant Ridge's 0. Royal Valley and Perry Lecompton are slugging it out. It's Perry Lecompton 8 to Royal Valley's 6 at the half. Troy has got a dominant lead over Donovan West with a 41-0 score at the half. Calling it for Axtell Wakefield game, it is Axtell 50 to Wakefield's 0. Also calling it is in the Frankfurt game, we've got Frankfurt at 54 to McPherson's 0. Centralia is leading Marhill Mount Academy up at Centralia 24-0. At last call, I had Tonganoxie at 14 to Bonner Springs 0. In the Valley Falls McLeod game, well, I'll be back to that one in just a moment. We've got Rossville leading Mission Valley 29-0. And Riverside is leading Horton 7-0. I mentioned the Lynn game, with Lynn at 20 to St. John Tipton Beloit 12. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 58 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the east at around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 94 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 52. Lots of sunshine and dry Sunday and Monday, upper 70s, Sunday, mid 70s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Just got the Atchison High Washington score. Atchison High is leading 27-6 at the half. Taking a look at the local weather. Right now here in Atchison, we're sitting at 67 degrees. It's clear out there. It feels like 67. Winds are out of the north at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity 75%. The dew point 59 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.08 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz in just a couple of moments.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls. Nurturing farms, growing success.
Well, Tom and Gus Kautz are going to be just a little bit delayed. They're still doing the halftime up in the Northlands, so we're going to have a little bit of time on our hands. One of my favorite artists is Sturgill Simpson, and here's from his album, A Sailor's Guide to Earth. Here is All Around You.
When the sun won't shine, when it seems like the whole world is against you, don't be afraid. Life's not kind. You can let go of the pain if you choose. Time slips away. All around you. lost to see, never to be found. Just knowing your heart, that we're always together, and long after I'm gone, still be around. 'Cause I found you eternal. So is love.
Like my Sturgill Simpson, and I will argue that is some of the best American country music right now. We've got a little bit of a Wayback Machine going next. I've got a little bit of, in honor of Tom and Gus's travels tomorrow, a little bit of Willie Nelson with On the Road Again.
1, 2, 3, 4. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Here at Hot Country 93.7, and I do love my Willie right here. We've got the Atchison score, with Atchison leading Washington 27-6 at the half. Taking a look at the other halftime scores as I have them, we have Holton at 34 to Jeff West's 3. It was Sabetha over ACCHS 28-0. Jackson Heights was 55 to Pleasant Ridge's 0. Royal Valley and Perry Lecompton are much closer, with only 2 points separating at Perry Lecompton's 8 to Royal Valley's 6. Troy had 41 to Donovan West's 0 at the half. Axtell and Wakefield with 50 points to 0. Frankfurt beat McPherson 54-0 at the half. Centralia was leading Marhill Mount Academy 24-0 at the half. In this game, we have McClouth at 30, Valley Falls 8. Rossville's sitting at 29 to Mission Valley's 0 at the half. And Riverside was leading Horton 7-0. Right now, I've got a little bit of the Highwaymen for us as we've got a little bit more time. Here is Highwayman.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Hey, but we welcome you back again to McLeod, Kansas, where we've been extended halftime for the homecoming festivities, crowning royalty and all that such stuff. We're getting set to go with the second half of the football game here this evening. 30-8, home team McClouth leads Valley Falls. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producer, engineer, guy who handles stuff extraordinaire. Joseph, thank you very much for bearing with us and helping us through the lengthy halftime. Gus Counts with me here in the booth. Tom Counts. And Gus, the game started with a kickoff by Valley Falls. The second half will begin with McLeod putting a toe to the football. By the way, they have put a toe to the football quite a bit so far this evening. Four possessions, right? Four touchdowns?
Yep. So,
return men are going to be back for Valley Falls at the 15 and 20 and 25 yard lines as they are staggered to three deep. Orgy is going to be the guy kicking it away, and we're at it. Second half is now underway. End over end, and return man from the 16 walks it toward the middle at the 20, all the way across the field at the 25, boots to the 35, 45, up the far sideline, 50, and grab for the headgear, pulls down. So there might have been a face mask in that, down to the 44-yard line. That was a splendid kickoff return by the Dragons.
Yeah, that was a wonderful job right there by Valley Falls. They took the return. They paused for a minute and realized that everybody was vacating their lanes and they were coming towards the sideline. And you had a great job of being able to get across the field and picking up great yardage up across midfield.
Here we go. First and 10 at the 44-yard line. Here, McLeod, one of the perks is they're giving away, they're giving phones away here this evening. Kind of nice. Here we go. First and 10 at the 44. Quarterback Trent Van Houten takes the snap. Little wraparound handoff. First play of the second half. And Gus, this is what you do. You do nothing crazy. Give it to Brody Troxell. The freshman will bang into the left side. Get a couple of yards, maybe a yard or two. And you just got to get your feet wet. Don't do anything crazy. And get that second half started. Get that clock running. And that's what Valley Falls would like to see. They want to be patient. They want to be efficient. And want to see that clock click along. 30-8. Valley Falls trails right now, but look at the battle back in the second half.
30-8. I thought you said 38, and I thought you were talking about the minutes that halftime was.
It was a little more than that, I think. That's a different 38. Second down, 9. Dragons. Now this time, Trenton will keep it himself. Cuts left, and boy, he's going to be hit hard, thrown backward. They'll say he probably got back, and I believe that's an accurate spot, just across maybe the original line of scrimmage. We're going to call it a third down and 9. Joe Valley Falls.
Yeah, Jerick Chenault comes up and makes the stop right there for McLeod. And for Valley Falls, you found yourself in this position a lot in the first and at third and longs. And they had a really good rate of converting these. I mean, and a lot of it has come down to your quarterback tonight and his ability to just stay confident in the play, stay confident in the pocket, and look downfield and find open receivers.
Well, he's going to have two receivers to the left side. Nobody to the right side. The right side is wide. And QB's going to have a little wraparound. They'll run right off right tackle, get inside the 40-yard line, picking up about 5 yards. Needed 9. It'll bring up a fourth down.
If there is ever a fourth and manageable, I'm not sure if this is even it, but at least you picked up about half of the yardage on that third down, and you set yourself up in a little more favorable state for this fourth down.
Wade's going to come in from the far side. I do not believe it looks like they're going to be doing anything even like punting the football here. Fourth down and about, they're going to call it fourth down 5. Inside the Bulldog 40-yard line. Dragons with the football. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Running back kind of scoots forward, stays in the block, pass lobbed over to the right side, and it's going to be behind, and we're going to get a pass. Is that pass interference? Penalty marker down beyond the line of scrimmage, just near the point at which that pass was thrown. We've had some penalties tonight, it feels like.
We've had some yellow markers on the field and some officials that have struggled to figure out what they are. But Pass interference is going to be the call there. We have another end of third quarter game. Jackson Heights leads Pleasant Ridge 62-0.
Ball's going to be inside the 25-yard line off that pass interference, and it will be first and 10. By way of the penalty, Valley Falls is able to keep the drive moving. Just over 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. This has been a good possession for Valley Falls, guys. They've only taken a couple of minutes, almost three now off the clock, but they've moved the ball downfield. And, again, just keeping it away from McLeod has been a big deal for them. First down call from the 25. Hand off into the middle and just nothing doing. Loss of yardage here. Gosh, it's going to be all the way back to the 30. So they're going to call this a loss of about 5 yards. And the ball quickly put into the hands of Brady Nellis, but Brady had no blocking. He had a lot of defenders and did a good job of maintaining possession of the football. It'll pick up a second down 15. Because tomorrow, I guess we could see a second and 15, but I expect we're going to see a little more offense than that as we've got the Benedictine Ravens tomorrow. Nationally ranked and playing really good ball, coming off another big win. Quarterback back to throw for Valley Falls. Pump fake a couple of times, going to be hit in the backfield and dropped. And he is going to be slow to get up. And again, I talk about it. This McLeod team, very hard hitting. I mean, they absolutely a sellout on each tackle.
Yeah, you know, and in the first half, we saw that kind of come back to bite them on a couple plays on some of the third and long, fourth and long, where they sold out and didn't really care about the play. They were more worried about trying to hit the person with the ball. And that time, they were able to get back there and have a big sack and threw Van Houten for quite a loss. And for Valley Falls, they're going to be now looking at a third and, what, like 20... Depends where the spot is.
22, 22,
maybe.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Spot this ball, and the quarterback takes a little time, gets to his feet, and makes his way off the field.
Yeah, Trenton's coming off under his own power, but here's the deal on the third down and extremely long. We're going to have to find somebody to run this ball clip from the quarterback spot, and we'll see what they elect to do here. And if it comes to fourth down, remember Trenton is also the punter for this team that they should elect to punt. He's kind of that jack of all trades out here.
Axtell defeats Wakefield tonight, 50-0.
So he throws one in the books. We are still at 8-10 to play in the third quarter here in McLeod, Kansas. So again, we started referencing our game tomorrow here on CARE with 11:45 pregame, a high noon kickoff from Elson Poulsen Stadium.
How do I get to 36 from here? Because we may just have to load the buggy and go.
Here's the deal. You just go straight over to Tonganoxie and pick up the highway through Kansas City and head north. Get to 36. Get 35 to Cameron, probably. So here we go. New QB in the game. Snap is back. The ball is on the ground, and it was a little difficulty in the exchange from the center to the new quarterback. And again, I'm not certain who that is. He's not appeared on our stuff. Number 24. So it's going to make up a fourth down call, and Van Houten's going to come back into the game to punt it away. Trenton tough as nails out there as he checks back in to boot the ball. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Grady Smith to the left side and Duncan Alvaranga to the right. And Trenton just across the 50, punts it away. Oh, that's a nice kick. Kind of spiraling at the 10, at the 5, and it will tumble into the end zone just a couple of yards deep for the touchback. And for McLeod, it'll be first and 10, and at 7:02 to go in the third quarter, it'll be their first touch of the football in the second half. 30-8, McLeod out front. here you've got, what do we got going on here? Oregon has gotten on the board with 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter, lead 7-0.
Washburn Rule tonight leading Topeka High 20-7. That was the halftime score.
Quarterback's going to run at this thing straight ahead, stood up, and kind of doubled over around the 27, maybe 28-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of 7 or 8 yards on a little straight-ahead go for Smith. And the Valley Falls defense spins a little bit, moving up a second down at about 4.
Hayden was up on Hiawatha by 28 at the break. Andover and Eisenhower, how about that game? 6-0, Andover at the break.
QB will keep it himself, ducks inside, gets across the 30, picking up a first down, giving the 32-yard line. And McLeod keeping the ball on the ground, and largely, as they have done through the course of the evening, keeping the ball in the hands of quarterback Jarek Chenhall. I guess it's kind of hard to go wrong. Not a lot of handing off of the ball, not a lot of fancy stuff. You know, just chug down the field and keep moving forward, looking to extend their 30-8 lead. Stand back. Quarterback will sweep to the left side. Gets to the edge. Gets a nice lead block, 40. And drug down from behind across the 45-yard line, but short of the 50. They're going to give him a very generous mark at the 49-yard line.
You know what else I like? They didn't stop the clock to reset the chain.
Kept it. Yep, and kept the ball in play and kept the clock running. It's an, that's when you get an experienced crew. You keep that rolling. The quarterback with a running back to his right hand will flare it over, nearly picked off, and a completion made. It's going to get across the line of scrimmage up to the 50-yard line, and the ball pops out. Valley Falls claims they have recovered it, and the official says it is Dragon football. At the 50-yard line, the ball pops free. Valley Falls jumps astride it, and the official quickly coming up over the football, making that indication. It is first and 10, Dragons.
We talked about that play in the first half. We saw McLeod run that play in the first half. It was almost intercepted. It fell incomplete. That time, they flare it out there, almost intercepted. This time, they fumble it and turn it around. They turn it over. If you guys have a bonfire, go ahead and throw that play into it and probably try not to run that again this year.
Well, you know, it's homecoming season. It is, you know, bonfire season, right?
That's what they say.
First and 10 is a midfield strike. The ball absolutely resting dead center on the 50. 5 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls back in touch of the football. What? Bulldogs have had 2 snaps in the second quarter or in the second half?
Well, and we'll talk about it after this play. That
hand off to the freshman. A chalk will go to the left to go down to the 45-yard line. A quick 5-yard hitter.
Valley Falls slow playing this game, taking their time. It's really kind of gotten this McLeod offense just a little out of whack, right? I mean, they're not hitting the big plays. They're not really moving the ball at will like they were early on in the ball game. Go back to the first quarter. Really from the second quarter on, when we saw Valley Falls really control the football, it's got McLeod a little, I think, kind of turned up as they're trying to do too much with the football when they possess it.
That was a quick 5-yard gain for Dragons. This is where 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Valley at the 45-yard line of McLeod. Quarterback to the wraparound, handoff, trying to right side, slowing down, looking for a block. Not going to get it, but able to lunge forward and get back to the original line of scrimmage. Carrying the football over there for Valley Falls is going to be Brody Troxel. And you know what? The freshman getting some really good and valuable PT here this evening. Third down and at 5. I'm going to tell you, Valley Falls, from what I've seen, I'm not sure they're even in punting range right here. They might be at 4-down territory at the opponent 45-yard line. We're going to be inside 4 minutes of play in the third quarter when this ball gets in play. It is a 3rd down 5. Wide to the left side. It's going to be Grady Smith. He got that 2-point conversion a minute ago. Slot is going to be Alvarenga. QB hands off, a little delayed draw, and I think maybe even losing his footing. running into the line, there's going to be minimal gain there for Troxell. And I think Brody tried to maybe plant, cut, and the foot kind of gave out. And he ends up picking up no additional yardage, and it'll be a decision time here for Valley Falls and for their coach, Coach Hoff.
Yeah, as Wyatt Hofstra looks across the field, is staring at his play sheet, staring at the clock, and trying to decide, what exactly do you roll out here on this fourth down, especially where you've got your quarterback, Trenton Van Houten, maybe just a little beat up here in the second half.
Did you say he should roll out?
Yeah, maybe that too.
We'll see. They're going to go for it, leaving the offense out there on the fourth down, 5 out of 45. Penalty markers all over the place. They delay the game.
Yeah, they
got that snap off right at the last moment, but I believe it is what their third or perhaps fourth delay of game call this evening.
Next week, McLeod's going to make the road trip to Easton. Going to take on Pleasant Ridge next week, and for Valley Falls, they're going to be a little closer to home. Excuse me, they are going to be home next week, as they're going to get a team even closer to home. JCN will be at Valley Falls next Friday night.
2.5 minutes ago and running along in the third quarter. And now you're going to see Van Houten drop back to punt the football away, the ball back, line of scrimmage at the 50. Snap back, perfect, kick away, high spinning, but not terribly deep. It'll bound around the 26-yard line and be immediately down right there. Kick coverage for Valley Falls by Grady Smith and for McLeod. They haven't had a lot of offense. They haven't had a lot of touches here in the second half. Down to 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the third. We're still a 30-8 game. McLeod out front. McLeod scoring on every first half possession. Putting together that nice lead.
Yeah, in their last possession, looked like they were starting to put a little something together, but then had that fumble right there near midfield.
QB takes the snap, keeps it himself, goes straight up the middle, and that was a really good tackle in the middle of all that traffic by Jared Jenhall. Because I don't know how he ever shot through that. He was hurdling guys and kind of sidestepping guys and picked up 9 yards on a first down run. He looked like a guy who was on a bit of a mission with that carry.
Yeah, I think he's trying to, you know, pull this offense along, will it forward to try to get a little something going, try to get a little, you know, speed, a little something to happen for this offense. They just look out of sync at the moment.
Jenhall with one running back behind him. Played action. Throws it over into the near flat. Caught at the 40. The first down of the 45 and up to the 46-yard line. The catch and carry over here on the near side by Bindle. So Titan Bindle will take the ball and move it ahead. And here comes McLeod offense. So different than Valley Falls. The official can't get the ball set and out of the way quickly enough. McLeod is right back over, looking to get it snapped again. Jenhall will take it straight back to throw. Lobs one deep downfield. He's got a receiver, and it is caught inside at the 25-yard line. Down to the Dragon 20. Nice over-the-shoulder catch, and talk about it all the time as that thing was hauled in by Trenton Cantrell. The quarterback got some air under the ball, got it up there, and let that running or that receiver run beneath it and make the nice catch. First and 10, the chains aren't set. The ball gets snapped. The pitch to the outside, bouncing up the right sideline, still moving up the field, and finally spun down near the 10-yard line with the carry, Gage Fields. And again, we're looking to move the chains. It's going to be a first and goal. In the last minute now of the third quarter, McLeod racing up to the line of scrimmage, hurriedly getting the offense underway. Now they're going to switch it and overload the left side of the line. QB's back, looks left, going to run left. He's got plenty of room, puts on a nice move, touchdown. Jarek Jenhall just kind of juked at the line of scrimmage, started outside, brought it back into the middle and into the end zone. And McLeod, with 37 seconds to go in the third quarter, will extend its lead to 36-8. and very quickly. Looking for that two-point PAT. It's back. QB's rolling. He's hit. He's going to be slung to the ground, and the two-point conversion fails. Timeout. Taking a break. Joseph, 37 to go in the third. Now McLeod, 36, Valley Falls, 8.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
McLeod's third quarter has not seen them touch the ball very much. But when they did, they got pretty successful with it, hustling the thing downfield and putting it into the end zone. We're down to 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. 36-8. Bulldogs out in front. Morgan getting set to kick it away here again. Welcome back to McLeod, Kansas, everybody. Beautiful night, homecoming crowd.
52 Orgy will kick off back deep for the Bears, number 7. Bears
so for McLeod tonight, they're looking to go to 1-1 in the district and they're looking to get their point total back to 0. Lost by 21 last week, right now plus 21, so they're looking to get that number back to 0 here tonight.
Kicks away, it goes to the same place it has gone in each previous kick. This time the return man is going to bring it up the near sideline. Getting grabbed by the back of the shoulder pads and pulled to the ground. No penalty marker down at the 32-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Valley Falls. Half a minute to go in the third quarter.
Whoa, Valley. How about that? Did knock off the calls of Perry LeCompton tonight. 12-8.
Now you're talking. 12-8, and not really a football. I'm trying to think what kind of a game is going to have a score like 12-8. Is it like maybe handball or lacrosse or something? I don't know why that's 12-8. Too much for baseball, too few for basketball.
Speaking of baseball, you're going to get tired of seeing Goose Gossage and George Redcliffe.
Nope.
Okay.
Never. Here's a straight-ahead run, and you see what happens. The first guy on the tackle grabs the ball carrier. The second guy, full speed, just launches himself headlong into the ball carrier as the opening quarter comes to a conclusion, or the third quarter comes to a conclusion. Timeout, Joseph. Taking a break. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming your way here on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison, the score, McLeod 36, Valley Falls 8.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, it's a 36-8 lead for the homecoming Bulldogs here at McLeod High School, McLeod, Kansas. Good to have you along with us here this evening. Joseph back in the studio, man, and the buttons and dials. Gus up here with me, and I guess these teams are in no hurry, absolutely no hurry, to get this fourth quarter underway. They're still all huddled up around the respective coaches, and here's really the deal. The officials are out there. They're huddled up, too. They are also in no hurry to get this underway tonight. Now, McLeod comes down. Valley Falls is slowly breaking it up over on the far side. And fourth quarter getting prepared to begin. Welcome back. Yeah, I look out on this field at McLeod. It's in pretty good shape. Yeah, you know, showing some wear and tear. But you know what I'm missing? What I'm really missing out here? I'm missing a logo. Yeah. A lot of the high schools that we see, I don't mean it's necessarily just the turf ones, because this is a very nice, natural field. But, yeah, somebody's got to get a stencil and get a logo out there. It is a second down and eight call. Valley Falls with a football, and they're at their own 33. QB hands off straight ahead in the middle. Going to be a loss of 2 or 3 yards. It's gang tackling here by McLeod. Initially, they were unable to bring up Brody Troxell to the ground, but several guys getting in on the play are able to make that happen.
Judd Holwick in there, McKay Daniel in there also for the McLeod defense. And now, with 11:36 left in the contest, it's now a 3rd and 9.
Now, you were talking earlier, Sports Look, yesterday, last evening on Care Radio, that, you know, a couple of touchdowns is a goal to set. And for Valley Falls, this might be the position to look for that second TD right? Early in the fourth quarter, got the ball. And here's where you see what you can maybe put together. Penalty markers along the line of scrimmage. You got defensive players shooting across, but it's because they were drawn. And they're going to go 3rd down and 14.
Got another final. Sabatha knocks off ACCHS tonight, 38-0.
We've had substantial penalties tonight, I feel like. And maybe it's not. I mean, I'm not looking at the numbers, but I'm just kind of feeling what it feels like to me. 3rd down, 14 is your call. Good to see Trenton back at the ball game. Seems to be well. Hand off into the right side of the line. A very nice run. Good opening in the right side and across the 30-yard line. It'll go back very near the original line of scrimmage. Picking up about 5 on that call.
He's going to make up the penalty yardage and bring it up, and it should be, what, yeah, like 4th and 9 for the Valley Falls offense.
And it's worth 10.5 minutes to go into ball game, and Valley Falls trails to 36-8. Van Houten, the quarterback, also the punter. Let's see if he's going to stay in here and do that. Right now, McLeod is looking over at the coaching staff on the near side. They are like, what do you want us to do, coach? Do we go back in return formation?
4th down and 9.
When in doubt, just go to safe defense. Right?
Absolutely. If he punts it, let it roll around until it stops rolling. 4th down. Valley Falls going to leave the offense out there. Van Houten back to throw on 4th. Fires a BB over the middle. It's going to be caught. It's a 1st down. Catching it right at the stick. Gus, you know I love a play when you need 9 and you catch it for 9.5.
That time, great job by the mysterious number 24 tonight. Makes the catch over there.
He absolutely was unable to advance the ball any beyond the point of reception, but it was enough to advance the chains. And another clutch for it. Here's one thing of Valley Falls is going to take away from this game, an ability to maintain their composure and to be successful on 4th down. They've done that a number of times this evening. 1st and 10, here's your call. Coming up, Valley Falls with a football at their own 43-yard line. 9.5 to go in the game. Motion to the right side, Van Houten, wraparound handoff straight ahead to the 45 and pick it up about 3-4 yards, maybe up to the 46-yard line. Nothing real fancy, just solid running into the middle, and again, very, very patient offense. How about Carter Pickerel? Running the ball here, right?
Yep. The big 5-0 in the backfield right now.
Now, you got to check in, right?
Number 50? Running the ball.
Huh?
What if you're eligible for a pass?
I was the guy in the backfield that like to have him eligible for a pass, maybe. I don't know.
Ooh.
No. Watch that first step. Yeah, good call. 8:45 to go here in the ball game. Valley Falls, 2nd down, 6 dozen. QB wraparound and Pickerel again. He'll try into the right side. We'll get about 3 more. So the young guy getting a little test here this evening, an opportunity to show coach what he's got. It'll bring up a 3rd down, 4. picked up three on first down, three more second down. Here's a third down four call for Valley Falls. Approaching the midfield mark are the Dragons at their own 48-yard line. Tomorrow, Benedictin takes their national ranking over to Canton, Missouri. Over Stockton, the opponent. After having played last week in division, they go right back out of division. Hand off into the right side, and on third down, there's nothing to be gained. It'll bring up a fourth down call again for Valley Falls, fourth down four. Just for Benedictin, after an emotional family weekend win over Baker last week, Braves are going to have to come into this game, you know, mentally, I think, set and prepared, because not only are you coming off that big win, but you look at next week's opponent a week from tomorrow. No, you've got an open date. So focus on this game is going to be really imperative, I think.
What? And the streak that is, right?
Oh, yeah. I've refused to talk about it. But I know it. Snap is back. Quarterback's going to keep it himself on fourth down. Look at him go. Picks up the first down. 50, 45, down to the 40-yard line. Van Houten. And again, on a fourth down call, Valley Falls picks up the first down.
Yeah, if you looked at the fourth down conversion rate for Valley Falls tonight, it has to be through the roof, right? Because they've been able to pick up basically fourth and whatever they wanted against this McLeod defense tonight.
Fourth and whatever I need?
Yeah. In like that last possession, right? Needed nine, you picked up 9.5. There you need six, you pick up, what, like 9 more yards. And so on fourth down, the McLeod defense is just not answered the bell right now.
Here's first and 10 at the McLeod 40-yard line. Valley Falls moving to football, trailing 36-8. Hand off another straight ahead run, and again, because they're finding a pretty hard runner out there in Carl Pickerel. Carl just kind of putting the head down and going straight ahead. And I kind of thought maybe as the game is going on, we'd be seeing, you know, a little more exercising of that bulldog bench. But I'm seeing those guys out there I'm familiar with, like the tackler right there, Judge Holwick. Judd is a big cat in the middle of that line. Sporting a big guy number 77. If you're wearing 77, you better be a big man. Gain of about a half a dozen. Again, you look at it, a second down four. Dragons coming up over the ball. Leading them out of the huddle is going to be Samuel sitting up. Samuel, the center, nice snap. Back to throw. Van Houten in trouble. Side sets the defender. Thrown downfield, and it is going to be over his receiver at the 15-yard line. Two guys down there getting a little tangled up. Duncan Alvaranga for Valley Falls, the intended receiver, and down there for McLeod, you had Drennan Cantrell. Those two guys are kind of locked up, both of them going for the ball, and it went incomplete.
Yeah, so that play happened right in front of the official, and it was kind of hand fighting before the pass got there, but the official put his hand on his flag and then decided better against it. I think both guys were equally at fault there, and neither one really gained an advantage. They'll bring up a third down for Valley Falls.
QB back, little handoff, wrap around the right side, running over his own blockers, trying to make himself a little bit away. A nice run straight ahead for Carter Pickerel. I tell you what, Carter's coming off the bench and giving his team a bit of a spark running the ball. Going to bring up, though, another fourth down. How long can the fourth down magic last for the Dragons? They have really, really done a fantastic job. Inside 5 minutes to go in the ball game now. 36-8. McLeod out front. One of the dances tonight. So these guys still got to get out of here and get showered up and get their suit on. Fourth down three. Handoff Pickerel this time. He is not going to get close. Hit behind the line of scrimmage and stopped short. And Carter Pickerel had no chance at all of advancing the ball. The defense had that play sniffed out. Yeah, the defense did a great job of getting into the backfield, getting the TFL on the play. And now a turnover on downs will give the ball back to McLeod with 4.5 minutes left. How about this? We are going to see the first possession of the fourth quarter for McLeod. What, they have one of the, or actually one real possession and one, what, two-play possession? Here's a snap back. The short man's going to take this direct snap and just scamper down the left side, inside the 40, down to the 35. That's a nice 30-plus yard run. First and 10. McLeod, and again, guys, look at them race up over the football. They love this up-tempo game, and it really seems to suit them. I mean, they do it well. Quarterback is back to throw. Again, he holds it in one hand, holds the ball, throws it, kind of wobbly, and it's going to be caught for a touchdown. One-handed pass, Ken Hall. And now, wait a minute, is there a marker?
There is a marker at the 19, but you would think that's probably in the defensive backfield as the defense holding. But we'll have to see.
The pass was caught by Charlton Bandle. And officials will hammer this out. It's going to stand.
Penalty against the Dragons.
It's going to be declined. And count those points. 4:06 to go in the game. And a two-play drive for McLeod. Very impressive.
So for Jared Kinhall, that's only going to be his second passing touchdown of the day to go along with two rushing touchdowns. Gage Fields also has two touchdowns. And now the pass is good.
Yep, it's going to be complete over to the right side. And again, Kinhall lobs a pass to Cantrell, and we're getting a timeout. Taking a break at the 4:06 mark of the fourth quarter. Bulldogs 44, Valley Falls 8.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Coming back with you from McLeod, Kansas, where the Bulldogs, Gus, when they get that offense clicking, they look really, really sharp. Looked fantastic on that last possession. Breezed downfield, stretching their lead to 44-8 with just over 4 minutes to go. Again, Valley Falls looking for a bit of a return. The bulk of this game has been played on the Dragons' half of the field this evening. And here's the advance and end over end kick. This time it's going to be taken straight in the middle of the 15-yard line. Van Houten brings it up slowly, looks for a block, and he'll get it across the 30, up to around close to the 34-yard line. First and 10. Dragons going to get their offense out of the field for just perhaps the final time this evening, as we're at 3:50 to go.
So we're on the clock.
First and 10 for the Dragons from their own 33.
So Valley Falls in those white jerseys, black helmets, black pants, black numerals, coming out on offense. And their team will be led by senior quarterback Trenton Van Houten. The Valley Falls, not a ton of seniors on the team. I mean, the whole roster has, I think, maybe four seniors. Here's Van Houten, boots to the left side, looking to get to the edge, and will run it out of bounds into the Bulldog sideline, very close to the first down. Fisher's going to look across, and he's going to say no. That's two, second down. This could be second down and a short yard here.
44 minus 8, 36, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was 35. So
yeah, no. Of course not. Here we go on a second down call. Long count again, and we got a new QB out there on this play. Taking the snap for Valley Falls is going to be freshman quarterback Chandler Martins. So Chandler's checked in. Chandler's not quite as tall and angular as Van Houten at the quarterback spot. A golden opportunity for the freshman to get a little PT here in the last 3.5 minutes of the game. Takes a snap, keeps it himself, starts right, cuts into the middle, tries to cut in right at the end, but the avenue that was there closes very quickly, and he'll be stopped for no gain on the play. Make it now 2nd and 10 for the Dragons. Going inside, 3 minutes to play. High school football scoreboard show. It may well have started by now. I don't know. But if it hasn't, it's going to be starting pretty soon around the big family. Going to be here on Care Radio as quickly as we complete this contest this evening.
Who are the Royals?
Excuse me, please.
Tomorrow, who are the Royals throwing? Walker? Yeah, Michael Walker is going to hit the mound tomorrow for the Royals against Garrett Cole.
Here's a handoff into the middle of the line, and there's no room to run. Gage Fields makes the tackle. They still have that starting defense out there. Oh, and now they're going to go. McLaughlin will make the change. With 2 minutes to go in the ball game, and a 44-8 lead. McLaughlin will sub out on the defensive side. Third down and long for Valley Falls. They got the ball at their own 42-yard line. Let's call it third down at about 15. Down to 1:50 to go. I think there may be, is there a dozen up there in purple or not? Maybe not. Yeah, I thought there were. Can he get off in time? Yeah, close enough. Here's the handoff. That's into the left side and stood up at the line of scrimmage and maybe a gain of a yard or so. Not a whole lot there.
So I had to laugh. You had one of the assistant coaches come over here, and he kept saying you have 11. I'm like, man, I count 12. I look at the clock. I'm like, 44 minutes to 8 is 36. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just don't count well down here tonight.
Well, I'm counting now. There were 10, and now they've run into another guy, so. Here's what happens. When you have a lot of substitutions and, you know, massive substitutions, it's sometimes hard for everybody to know what we got kicking out there. Quarterback is back to throw. Chase out of the pocket. Rolling, hit down. Back at the 40-yard line, a sack. Coming in off the bench for McLaughlin. Making that TFL is going to be the senior Noah Shanks. That's going to be a senior memory for him. The big sack on homecoming night. So for Shanks, a really nice play. And the ball will go back to McLaughlin on downs with less than a minute to play. Let's see who the McLaughlin offensive performers will be here in this sequence. 44-8. And here come the Bulldogs. Well, bring it in another one from the sideline. Gus, how many is that? Nope, bring it off another one from the sideline.
So basically, you broke the huddle with 12 at the listening institution. They don't care.
Probably not too much. QB's rolling right, looking over the middle, and someone's doing open receiver, but maybe just a wee bit short out of his reach. The incomplete, 37 seconds to go. Interesting, McLeod throwing the football here.
Bryce Ray on the coverage number two, sophomore.
Right.
Official on the far sideline keeps rolling.
Your official says, keep that going, guys. There you go. 44-8. Half a minute to go.
Scoreboard show has started.
Pardon, please?
It has started.
It has begun? Okay. Well, stick around. We'll conclude things here very shortly and get you into that scoreboard show. Receivers two to the left and one to the right here on a first down call. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. And the direct snap is going to go straight up the middle. Dragon defenders is going to be freshman runner Dalton Wilson, and that'll do it. Your final score tonight, homecoming 2024. McLeod 44, Valley Falls 8, and we'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College Drive Summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hey, welcome back. As the teams huddle up out in the middle of the field, it was an impressive win tonight, just for McLeod. They just kind of took over from the very start of the ball game. We saw some good things out of Valley Falls, but McLeod was overpowering tonight, scoring on every possession of the first half and rolling along in the second.
Yeah, for McLeod, they came out, had a good game tonight. They had Jarek Tenhall threw for two touchdowns. He ran for two. Gage Fields ran for two. McLeod moves to 3-2, and next week they're going to be at Pleasant Ridge.
And tomorrow we're going to be in Canton, Missouri for the Benedictine Ravens. It is an 11:45 a.m. pregame show here on CARE Radio. Kickoff, Elson Poland Stadium at 12 o'clock noon here on CARE. I want to thank you for having joined us and invite you to stick around for the high school football scoreboard show. And until we greet you tomorrow, for our man Joseph at his studio and Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.